From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. BP says it's too soon to tell how well it's working, but oil is being drawn from a damaged well to a tanker ship in the Gulf of Mexico. BP Senior Executive Vice President Ken Wells says engineers, after 3 days of trying, have managed to connect a mile-long tube to the leak.
What we've done is submit a tool in the end of the riser to start to extract some of that flow. And bring it directly to the drill ship so it never enters into the Gulf of Mexico.
Reporter Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO in New Orleans says it's still unclear when the spill will be stopped.
BP is reporting some success with one of the systems that's designed to capture the flow of oil as it leaks before it feeds this oil spill. Not all of the oil is going in there, of course. There's disputes as to how much is flowing out of there. But this is the first actual system that BP has got working that seems to be capturing the oil as it's flowing out of the earth.
Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO. The fresh cloud of drifting volcanic ash has forced Britain and Ireland to shut down major airports. Authorities say Europe's busiest airport, London's Heathrow, is one of those. The National Air Traffic Service says the airspace over Heathrow will be closed at least until morning. At Edinburgh Airport in Scotland, spokesman Gordon Roberts says the latest ash cloud from Iceland is putting a serious dent in flight operations.
We still have a limited number of flights operational. Our flight schedules have been affected fairly significantly by the ash situation. We're looking around two-thirds.
Ash from the same Icelandic volcano wreaked havoc on European air traffic last month when some 100,000 flights were canceled. This time, Britain's weather service says northwest winds should shift by midweek, redirecting the ash away from Britain. Republican Senate leaders say Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan can expect tough questioning at her confirmation hearing, but not a filibuster. Here's NPR's Ina Jaffe.
Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, the top-ranking Republican on the Judiciary Committee, said that Kagan has so little record that how she testifies at her confirmation hearing is going to be a big deal. Republican Senator John Kyle of Arizona, also a member of the Judiciary Committee, said that he will want to know if she can lay her political beliefs aside when she's deciding cases. But as for a filibuster, Kyle said, don't expect one.
The filibuster should be relegated to the extreme circumstances, and I don't think Elena Kagan represents that.
Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, said that he hoped Kagan would be confirmed by summer, in plenty of time to take her seat on the Supreme Court when the next session begins in October. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Persistent worries about the Eurozone's fiscal health are weighing on global markets. Asian stocks have tumbled in early Monday trading. Sentiment in Asia turned negative on growing concerns about Greece, Portugal, and Spain. This is NPR News. More gunfire and explosions are being reported in downtown Bangkok, where leaders of red shirt protesters in Thailand say they want the United Nations to mediate, provided the government agrees to an immediate ceasefire and pulls its troops back. But Thai leaders have flatly rejected those demands. The government says its crackdown is targeting only what it calls armed terrorists among the demonstrators. More than 30 people have been killed and many more injured since Thursday. The latest violence began after a general advising the red shirts was shot in the head. Law enforcement officials from across the country are holding a telepress conference Monday to discuss the potential pitfalls of Arizona's new immigration law. Danielle Carson reports that at least 10 states are considering modeling bills after the Arizona measure.
Surveys show a majority of Americans support the law. Former Sacramento Police Chief Arturo Venegas, who's moderating the teleconference, says he understands people's frustration. 500,000 illegal immigrants live in Arizona alone. But he worries that enforcing the law will drain police departments' resources to fight other, more serious crimes.
It's going to be a costly thing incarcerating people. In a lot of jurisdictions, they're having a hard enough time meeting the mandates of the services that they have already and just fighting state crimes.
Venegas says the law will pit neighbor against neighbor and basically, quote, throw the benefits of community policing out the window. Meanwhile, businesses in several cities are hitting Arizona in the pocketbook. Their boycotts have cost the state $90 million so far. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News in Washington.